Welcome to the Far From Shore podcast, where it's all about the Kraken and the community they play in. Welcome back to another podcast, guys. I'm your host, Brayson. How's everyone doing? It's been around 5 days since I created a video or a podcast here, and my dog is talking in the background, so I'm just going to try to make sure that he's not always talking. Rambo! Shh! Anyways, guys, I have a little topic here for you, a controversial story here. The Kraken right now on our 4-game homestand and have about 11 games left of the season. It's crazy that the season is coming to an end, and I'm somewhat still in the mentality that the Kraken have a chance to come back. But I know in my heart that isn't the case, and I also hope that you know that too. So, we've been in a massive losing streak that has finally ended last night against the Anaheim Ducks. We won that game 4-1, finally breaking the longest losing streak of this season. And also congrats to Joey DeCord for another shutout. Well, did I say 4? I meant 4-0, not 4-1. It was 4-0. Joey, congrats on the shutout. But hey, look, it's not saying much. The Ducks are 7th in the Pacific and 30th in the league with a record of 24-44-4. The Kraken are right there with them at the bottom, so why are we smiling after the win? We shouldn't be. We're bad. The stretch of losing couldn't have come at a worse time, you know, where the tail end of the season, and this is where we really needed to shine and continue to make some points for a chance to the playoffs. I know I said that I wasn't going to talk about the playoffs, and I know this team should continue to try, but I'm certain that the team knows that's not happening at all. So now hear me out. I think the Kraken may be making an executive decision, and we should ask ourselves, are the Kraken intentionally losing games? At this point, we've seen how far this team can go. Like last year, we went to the playoffs. We've been in the league for about 3 years now and can make the playoffs. So we got a good team. We got something good going. We have a bunch of talent from all over the country as well as Canada. We have rookies and we have guys who have names on the cup even twice. This season has been a roller coaster of emotions, so I'm going to give them until next season to figure out their true identity. But what can the Kraken do to avoid being a fringe team? How can they make their identity a team where they consistently place at the top and, you know, we could have a proud team unlike the Seattle Mariners or, you know, the Seahawks. Sorry, Seahawks. Mariners, I don't know. I enjoy going to those Mariners games. They're just fun, but, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I think this is where the draft, you know, as well as younger guys come along. Now, I don't have experience in the hockey analytics, guys. This is just me noticing trends and stating my opinions. And I'll try to, you know, do the best I can to be factual and unbiased here. But let me paint a picture here or just try to understand this. What stirs up old guys the most? New guys. And not only are they new, but they're young as well. It's a classic scenario. If you ever played team sports growing up, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I like to believe that the Kraken don't eat their young. Of course, these young guys need to prove themselves to show that they can contribute to the team. So take Cartier, for example. We brought Cartier after a stellar postseason performance for us. He scored in the playoffs, he skates aggressively, and he shows physicality. Was that all for show? To demonstrate and prove that, you know, he has what it takes? Maybe. Did he prove himself? Yeah, he proved himself. The team had more pace, more aggression, which led to more possessions and ultimately more goals. Another dude, Matty, has been subpar this season, but also one of our young guys. You can say all you want about, you know, his little sophomore slump. He's just going through his season, shit like that. But I honestly think it's because he doesn't have to prove himself anymore. He showed it last year. Rookie of the fucking year. That's impressive. Takes a lot of work and dedication, especially with his rookie class. also trying to prove themselves, and he managed to beat all of them. But let's take last night, for example. Two new guys last night, Winterton and Morrison. Hey, Morrison, welcome to the team. You look great out there. Morrison playing extremely well. You know what happened to Maddie? Maddie got aggressive. Maddie played well. It made Maddie play better. Maddie even got a goal out of it. So what am I trying to get at? Young guys proving themselves is a nice, healthy competition for both new and old guys. Like I said, it's not the case where we have a toxic environment, but it helps to boost quality. I also get that coaching is a large part, but that's for another day. So stay tuned for that. I have a lot to say about our offensive coordinator, but yeah, stay tuned for that. So in order to acquire new guys, the Kraken have to recruit or get a better draft pick. So right now we have our little siphon of prospects through Coachella Valley Firebirds, but how do we get better draft picks? This is where we tank the season. We start losing games. Now I'm going to explain drafts in somewhat easy way, and I'm still learning, guys, so pardon me if I make any mistakes. I'm completely new to this hockey side. Well, I was new to hockey in general, but whatever. Enough of that. So the NHL draft is where we get draft picks. The NHL draft is an annual event held between each regular season and is meant for teams to choose players of their choosing. The draft consists of 7 rounds, with each round having 31 selections. The first round of the NHL draft consists of the most talented players. This is where the most of the teams are looking towards. The pecking order of these teams depends on a bunch of factors, for instance, the team standings after the regular season. The worst team in the NHL, you know, prior to the draft, gets dibs, gets the number one. The point of this is, you know, to allow the team to acquire, you know, the more talented player to improve their roster and make it a little bit more fair. That's kind of the, so that's kind of the overview. So after the regular season, worst team gets the first pick. Make it more fair. Since there are 7 rounds of these teams, 7 rounds of these teams? No. Since there are 7 rounds, teams have multiple times to pick. But as the rounds go on, the quote-unquote worst players are there, which obviously isn't necessarily accurate. You know, last season, we got some players that are doing good in other teams. So, but yeah, so take the Chicago Blackhawks, for example. They were the worst team last season. They acquired number one draft pick in the first round. You guessed it. His name is Connor Bedard. That is why they are tanking, I think, because I think they want another number one draft. But I don't think they're last. I think they're, I actually haven't even looked. So, and I actually don't care about the Blackhawks. This is the Kraken's podcast. So. Now, guys, this is where the Krakens have their eyes set on. If the season were to end today, we would be placed 25th out of 32 NHL teams. And that will give us the 7th pick of the first round. So what I did was kind of minus 32 from 25. That gives us 7th round draft pick. This would fit into the assumption that we are intentionally losing to get a higher draft pick. The higher you go, the closer you get to first round number one, which is the most hype around that player. So why not? Why not improve us for the future of the Kraken? Aren't we just getting started? Like, this strategic shuffling would only benefit this already broken season. Not only would we have a decent talent, we have the Coachella Firebirds to choose from. Shane Wright, for example, you know, now Morrison's on the team. You know, he's definitely going to be receiving a contract from us. I meant, you know, Shane Wright is. So that puts us with, you know, a good amount of new guys, adding to what we already need, offense. In consideration, the Kraken actually choose a forward for, you know, most of the time. We have a really good defense. The Kraken have a long list of names in their pipeline as well. So if you go download the Kraken app, you can look for yourself. So go to roster, and then I think all the way to the right you have, you know, prospects, and there's a giant list on there. And the list does consist of players who are really young, you know, coming up through the pipeline. And there's also guys who've already played for us before, and there's just not enough spots. So this is just speculation, guys, an assumption. I mean, why not tank? I know we want off script, you know, last night where we won the game. We went ahead and won the game. That was hard watching that stretch of losing, though. We definitely needed some sort of, like, morale booster. You can also see it in the players, like when we were losing. Their demeanor has changed a lot, for which I'm sure they had a brief, you know, debrief on what the rest of the season should look like for them. You know, hey guys, we need to tank the season. We need to get a bigger or a better draft spot. So none of the players, you know, go into the NHL wanting to tank a game. But of course, it's just business. It just makes business sense. I'm also not saying that we always need to acquire new guys to improve the quality of the game when we start losing. All I'm saying is that the guys who have been there from the beginning and made it to the playoffs are bought in, and they're bought in deep. They believe. And that makes for a good foundation. I just think we need some healthy competition. I'm concerned for some of the guys on the team leaving. But ultimately, it's all about bringing a Stanley Cup to the Emerald City, no matter who's there. So for any of you Kraken fans listening, this is me justifying the fact that, you know, they're intentionally losing, and not because they actually do fucking suck, because I know they don't. I know they don't suck, and I want to believe that. But what are your thoughts? I'm not the most well-versed hockey fan out there, and I'll never claim to be. So do you think we should salvage the season, start winning games, and probably be a fringe team and not have fresh, good, young players and create that dynamic where it's like a healthy competition? Or should we, you know, take a chance and blow the whole operation for the rest of the season to find spark we need, you know, quote unquote offense? You know, it could end up in a bust. Even if we acquire new guys and we do that healthy competition, we could still be a fringe team, but why not go for it? Why not chance it? But, you know, who knows? I'm just an awesome, you know, awesome fan. I love the Kraken so much, and I hate seeing them lose. So, guys, that's all I got for you guys and gals right now. If you have any suggestions or comments, please reach out to me. I would love to have a conversation. Like I said, I'm not the most knowledgeable hockey fan, but I love the Kraken so much. They're near and dear to me, you know, sports-wise, and I would hate for us to go through just a losing season again. So, until next time, Squids, don't give up the ship.